Over the course of the Bible, it's fascinating to see how often God uses the power of nature to fulfill his will. We read of floods, great fires, earthquakes, and devastating winds. And while these powers of nature are quite real and literally happened, the Bible isn't simply just a book of history. These powers were often also symbolic, pointing forward to spiritual lessons for us as the readers thousands of years later. In particular, for our segment this week, we want to talk about water, or the lack thereof. Ephesians 5 in verses 25 and 26 tells us that Christ loves the believers of the church, and he wants to cleanse them with the washing of the water of the Word, otherwise known as the Bible. In other words, Jesus is looking for us to become spiritually cleansed through the reading of God's Word. One of the natural ways that God influenced people in the Bible was through famine. A lack of food typically caused because of a lack of water in the land. Well, if water represents the word of God, then it's not too difficult to make a link that famine represents the lack of God's word. And that's exactly what God says in Amos 8 and verse 11, where he says, "The days will come that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water." It wasn't going to be a literal famine, it was going to be a symbolic famine, a thirst for hearing the words of the Lord. With this in mind, I want to consider a passage from the very first Psalm, where it says, "Blessed is the man who is like a tree planted by rivers of waters." The psalmist isn't saying that we should build our houses close to a river, but rather that we should surround ourselves with spiritual water, surrounding ourselves with God's word. The previous verse confirms this when it says that his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. The lesson for us is clear. A consistent reading of the Bible will help our spiritual growth to prosper and not wither away.